Oh, it was good fortune. I mean, it happened for a reason, and I'm just blessed to be at a school that supports good running backs and supports a great team as a Razorbacks. No, I haven't. I mean, because I was put there for a reason, and I mean, I just don't think back of woulda, coulda, shoulda. But I mean, I just look forward to the head and just keep moving forward. Oh no, we never discussed it. I mean, we just both had great opportunities, and we just took advantage of that. Absolutely, man. I got good work ethics, and I just want to go out there and show them that I can do it, and just go out there and prove that I am a good running back, and I can do the things just as well.
How do you average 7 yards a carry?
Oh man, it's just blocking up front. You know, my teammates they did a great job, especially the linemen and the receivers. And my fullback Peyton Hillis, he did a great job as well. And I mean, they just provided the holes that I needed to hit, and I guess that's the way I average 7 yards.
So who's faster?
Oh man, you know I'm saying me. I mean, because that's just the competitor I am.
Did you ever race?
I know, never raced.
Are you gonna run this weekend?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna run. I'm gonna do all the running drills.
Are you in the same group as him?
Yeah, we're in the same group. Excuse me.
Is that your trump card in drafting?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, because kickoff returns is something I enjoy doing, and it is a position that is good to have in the NFL, you know, and it's something that I enjoy doing, like I said, and I mean, I just have fun with that. He'll do very well. He's a very powerful guy, and I believe he can do some things in there like he did in college. I mean, yeah, I'm looking forward to creating a name for myself, you know, but in the same fact that I did kind of like it because we was a tremendous tandem, and I mean, that's something that we like to have, and I mean, we made some records in college for that.
What were your expectations?
I mean, I really can't say, you know, it's just a big surprise. I just want to wait for that day to come around and just enjoy my time and just have fun going through the process and just waiting for that day to happen. That's just a dream of mine.
A little bit afraid to set expectations?
Not really, you know, but expectations can sometimes bring you down. But I mean, I just want to have an open mind about things and not worry.
Growing up in Tulsa, who was your team? Who was your favorite NFL team?
Oh man, you put me on the spot. I mean, okay, I would say, little kid, growing up watching the Cowboys. I was a Cowboy fan.
Middle Packer said Friday that team looking for a feature back wouldn't look. Why would that be wrong?
Because I'm a good running back. I have great vision. I mean, I have some body control, very good body control. I mean, I make great moves, and I mean, I'm also a kickoff return specialist. And I mean, it just saying that I have been a feature back in high school, and I mean, I never just had a chance to go at it in college because of me and Darren, but I mean, I believe I had the attributes to be a great NFL running back.
Where did you major at and weigh?
Well, I believe I was 5'10 and I weighed 207.
Did you ever consider transferring at any point?
Absolutely not. I mean, once I made my commitment to Arkansas, I mean, I was a Razorback for life. No, I committed to Arkansas because it had everything I was looking for, and as far as my future, it had the things that I was interested in, and I mean, I felt like the Razorbacks was a home for me.
Never verbal to Oklahoma State?
No, sir.
So you just visited them and kind of waved back and forth kind of thing?
Actually, I never did visit Oklahoma State. I mean, yeah, it was some of my speed, but I like I said before, is great blocking. And my alignment did a great job at that. And the receivers made some downfield blocks that really sprung me to get those touchdowns.
Did you play?
Excuse me.
Agent
Gene Parker.
You played a little bit of wide receiver, right?
Yeah, I played a little bit in high school, and I mean, that was my first position, and my coach seen something different in me in high school, and he made me into a running back.
How do you see yourself like as a guy who could play like a West Coast system where you catch a lot of balls?
Absolutely, man. I have great hands, and I'm not afraid to get out there and use my hands, you know, and I feel like I can be anywhere on the field. And, well, I just take it question by question, and then I just give my honest answer, and just show them, just let them know who I am as a person.
Have you sat down with any team yet?
Not yet.
You know, because of a couple of his off the field incidences, some of the general managers are going to ask Darren about his character. What kind of a person is he? What do you want to see?
I mean, I believe he's a loving and caring guy. To me, he's not the person that many people deceive he is. And I mean, I know that he's a good guy in heart. And I mean, some of those things, I just see him as a great person. And I mean, he's always been a good friend of mine. And I mean, he's always been a good friend of mine.
Who's faster, you or
him? Oh, me.
Yeah.
Darren's more outgoing person. I'm a more laid back type of guy. And I mean, I just like to sit around and watch people do what they do. And I'm just the guy in the back scene.
You talked about being prepared for the questions that are going to be asked you this week. How much did Lewis Johnson and Michael Johnson help you guys get ready for that?
They helped us out a little bit, you know. They gave us some pointers, just taking our time and thinking first about a question, and just going at it and giving it an honest answer, you know.
When you were a little kid, was there any incident or anything that happened that made you realize you were fast?
Oh man, yeah, I can tell you a story now about my brothers chasing me around the house. You know, I would go outside and run around the corner. I mean, they used to chase me all the way down the street, and I mean, that's when I finally realized that if I can run away from them, I believe I can run away from anybody.
Did he ever catch you?
No, he never caught me until I got back into the house. He caught me off guard.
What was your brother's name?
Andrew Jones and Alex Jones.
Oh, and they're older than you?
Oh, yeah, they were older than me.
Why were they chasing
you? I mean, you know, they just picking on a little brother. I wasn't too surprised about it because it was a lot of good junior running backs out there, and I mean, it was just a competition that we all had to go through here now, and I mean, it's something that I'm looking forward to doing.
How competitive do you think it's going to be at these workouts? I mean, if it's all you're trying to separate yourselves.
It's going to be very competitive. I mean, like I said, it's a lot of great running backs here, and we just got to go out there and show what we have. I mean, it was a school I was interested in as a kid. You know, growing up in Oklahoma, you become a Sooner fan. And I mean, once Adrian Peterson got there and I went on my visit, and I went to go visit a game, see a game, and I mean, they just told me up front that we have Adrian Peterson now, and I mean, we're not recruiting at that position anymore, you know.
Two more questions.
Oh, that's my dad's name, and I mean, I'm just happy to have it, and have a name like that just to carry his name on is just a blessing for me.
Darren said he's not doing everything on the workouts here. What about you?
I'm doing all the running drills. No, I'm not lifting. I'm going to do that at Pro Day.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.